When President Obama speaks later this morning at Georgetown University, he'll be outlining an ambitious goal: cut America's oil imports by a third over the next 10 years. Mention oil imports and thoughts probably turn to the Middle East, but the country that is the single biggest supplier of oil to the U.S. is Canada. Much of it comes from the oil sands of Alberta in Canada's west. Yesterday, we heard about the infrastructure needed to import that oil. Today, NPR's Jeff Brady reports that all the crude flowing into the U.S. is changing oil prices.
Mickey Thompson knows this well. He's an oil man, and we're in Oklahoma City looking at one of those pump jacks that bob up and down.
Nice boots.
I bought those boots when I went to work for the Oil and Gas Association in 1989.
Wow.
Those boots are 22 years old.
Ostrich cowboy boots are known for their durability, a feature that has been lacking in the local oil market recently. Crude from Alberta's oil sands flooding into Oklahoma is one reason prices are relatively low. Traditionally, crude here sells for a few dollars more than the world price. But since last fall, it's selling at a discount of up to $15 a barrel.
We're taking a haircut on every barrel of oil we sell in Oklahoma relative to the price in the global marketplace.
With oil around $100 a barrel, it's difficult to feel too sorry for Thompson and his colleagues. They're making good money now, but they could be making more. The state produces about 185,000 barrels of oil a day. That $15 a barrel haircut Thompson mentioned costs Oklahoma's economy more than $2 million every day.
These little bitty pumping units across Oklahoma are hugely important to jobs and to our tax base. And so we're going to fight like hell to keep ourselves in business.
Thompson says Oklahoma needs to move more oil out of the state to clear the bottleneck and reduce supply. A company called TransCanada wants to build a pipeline all the way from Alberta's oil sands down through Oklahoma to refineries on the Gulf Coast. It needs a special permit from the U.S. State Department first, but controversy has delayed that. Robert Jones is a vice president with TransCanada.
We would already be halfway to Houston by now, so the timing of the bottleneck would have been almost non-existent. We've bought the pipe, we've issued contracts to award the construction, and we're shovel-ready.
The Keystone XL pipeline is controversial because it'll haul crude from Alberta's oil sands. That oil has to be mined or steamed out of the ground, creating more greenhouse gases than traditional oil production. Recently, the State Department announced it would conduct another environmental review and make a decision on whether to allow the pipeline by the end of the year. Meanwhile, oil continues to pile up in nearby Cushing, Oklahoma, where dozens of huge storage tanks are under construction. Cushing has fewer than 10,000 residents, but you can drive around for hours and still not see all the huge tanks there. Brent Thompson heads the local Chamber of Commerce.
Well, if you were to fly over in Cushing, I'm not sure that you wouldn't miss the community for all the tanks.
With supplies in Cushing increasing and prices going down, refineries are paying less for oil, and the region has some of the lowest gasoline prices in the country.
Those of us living in Denver and living in the Rocky Mountain areas are benefiting from the bottling up of crude in Cushing.
Philip Verleger is a business professor at the University of Calgary and a Colorado resident. He monitors oil and gas markets closely and says if the Keystone XL pipeline is built, prices will rise in Colorado and throughout the Midwest. But Verleger says the rest of the world will benefit by all that oil making its way to the Gulf Coast and on to other markets like China.
The most important thing is this is another source of crude oil supply to the world market. So on balance for the world, it'll probably mean crude oil prices are slightly lower.
Verleger says for most people, the savings at the pump will be only a fraction of a penny. But to a complicated and dynamic oil market, billions of dollars are at stake. Jeff Brady, NPR News.